turn on the light bulbs or mostly light bulbs?
Mostly lamp bulbs, you know. Of course, now if they got one just light up, they call it a light bulb.
I see. And the thing that your wife uses to carry the clothes to the line, where does she put the clothes in to carry it out to the line?
Wash basket.
And when we were talking about barrels, I forgot to ask you what you call those things that run around, that go around the barrel, that hold it together.
The staves. And then the band. Stave bands. Hook. Barrel hooks and things like that, you see.
And musical instruments?
On a barrel now, when they had the steel, they called it a band. But when they had those old time barrels, they used them as a stave, you see. I mean, you call it that, what I call it?
A hook.
They made them out of hickory. Just cut a little hickory pole so long, you know, and they put them around there. Well, as they draw to dry it out, when they draw up, they pull that barrel back together.
That's very interesting. People really had to be very intelligent to get along.
Sure did. They had to. Now, like this fence out here, instead of they tied hickory bark around there, that's what was around there, to tie those.
That would really just
Hold it there, you see. When it dried out, it drawed up and it'd stay there and you couldn't break it. There was no break through that hickory bark. It'd stay there.
I wonder if people today would get along as well as they used to.
Well, they could, but they won't do it. We may have to get used to part of it.
I guess we may have to when you say so. How about musical instruments, the kind of instruments you play by blowing?
French harp, they call them a French harp.
And if you hold it and you...
Jew's harp.
Did you ever play either one of them?
I've tried it a lot, but I couldn't mind there make a tune on it. And they used a piece of paper on a comb. They made a musical instrument out of it. Had people that could blow those things. I think we could do it. Just put it on a comb, you know, on a piece of paper, and just put it on a comb and make music with that.
Real musician, huh?
I never could do that. I've seen them take leaves, put a blade of grass in between the thumbs and blow it and make a tune out of it.
Did you ever see anybody use maple? Seed of a maple tree and blow through it?
No, I never did see that.
The same principle as
the same thing, I guess it would be. Uh-huh. I never had tried that.
Uh-huh.
If we had bone arrows, we made bone arrows out of firewood sticks, you know. That's very interesting to use, you know, pop guns, squirt guns, and what have you, like that. There's a lot of different things. Make our own toys, you see. Made our own toys, made car pipes.
I want to ask you about that. I think I'm going to change that because I want to ask you